Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, place going down in the wood. That'd be Hollywood.
Trending now.
Hollywood. Well, Nicki Minaj was detained for up to 6 hours in the Netherlands for trying to board a plane with pot in her luggage. Yeah. Now, she claims there's a conspiracy to sabotage her tour. Yeah. She was detained for about 5 to 6 hours in the Netherlands on Saturday after police found a marijuana in her luggage as she tried to board a plane. She paid a fine for the crime, which was, I guess they pretty much said it was exporting soft drugs. And eventually hopped a plane, but because of the delay, she had to cancel her show in the UK that night. Well, she claims it was all part of a conspiracy. They're being paid big money to try to sabotage my tour, she says, because so many people are mad that it's this successful and they can't eat off me, is what she said. Now, who are they? I don't know. But anyways, a little drama for Nicki being detained, having to cancel a show, and she feels it's just not right.
She's got a lot going on.
A lot.
Wow.
A lot happening there, and she's got a lot to say as well, as you would expect from Nicki Minaj. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Trending now.
Big weekend for movies. Not really much so, though. They say, wow, they keep saying, where's the blockbuster? Where's the blockbuster money? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, made $26 million, which you would think, okay, they're still looking for these blockbusters that are supposed to make $70, $80, $90, $100 million over the first weekend. Those are not coming around so far this summer. The Garfield movie was number two, If, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and The Fall Guy rounding out the top five. So, I don't know. I don't know when that first big one's going to hit, you know?
Well, for Memorial Day weekend especially, you would think that a lot of people would be hitting up the, theaters.
Yeah.
And watching some serious movies, but it's like, there's nothing really out interesting that people want to watch, maybe.
That big blockbuster still hasn't dropped.
Maybe Bad Boys when it drops, like next month or sometime this summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still waiting for that one. Still waiting.
Trending now.
Well, how about Paris Hilton is sparking concern again? Here's the thing. Paris Hilton needs to stop posting. I know she's excited that she's got babies now, and that's awesome. That's great. But people are really... People notice. And here's the thing. I feel very bad for her because she's a first-time mom. I remember what it was like with my oldest. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Nobody really knows. Nobody's got it figured out. Well, the first time, she posted photos of her two children in their car seats.
Right.
Great, fine, wonderful. The only problem is people notice. They're like, hang on. Your babies are still little bitty babies. You need to have them facing toward the back. And they were facing forward. All right.
Okay.
Honest mom mistake. It happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, so that went down maybe about a month ago. Now she's setting off alarm bells with several parents who saw a TikTok video of her swimming with her one-year-old son, Phoenix. And they noticed his little puddle jumper is what it's called. It's a kid's life jacket. Was on wrong. They're like, girl, now you got that on backwards. What is it with you having
everything backwards? They're like, look, the floaties aren't supposed to go around the ankles.
Thank you. So, OMG, one mom said, hey, mom, just a tip from another puddle jumper mom. I think it's on backward, but I love this video, love you. But, hope you're enjoying motherhood. And it's true. You see this little kid. It's like, no, but it pairs.
She's trying her best.
Sometimes, props to her. This is, to me, this is like proof she doesn't have a nanny who's like, hang on, let's do this right.
Well, I mean, this was me with my kiddo. And,
it's
true. Everybody was
your
correcting
first
me.
Child?
And I'm just like, well, I didn't know that's where the chupon didn't go. I thought it went in the ear.
In his ear?
I mean, come on now. Anyways.
Poor Paris.
Give her a break. Come on now. Just a little.
Pee.
Yeah. A little Rebecca in the morning time. So the USPS. I got to say that right.
You're right. USPS. So it's the United States Postal Service, right?
Yeah, because usually we say UPS, right?
No, UPS is different.
It is, right?
UPS is the brown truck, right? Yeah. The United States, it's the post office.
Yeah.
I literally struggled with this within the last year.
I don't think I ever say USPS. USPS.
We just say post office.
Yeah.
I guess it's more PC these days to say USPS.
This is true. Well, you're right. It is the post office.
Okay.
Post office is asking people to get bigger mailboxes. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Why?
Well, you know, and I've kind of thought about this. Now, these are for those people that have standalones.
Gotcha.
If you have a standalone mailbox, the post office wants you to get a bigger one. To me, when I think about this, I'm thinking old school, where in front of your house is a mailbox. Now, that is sometimes the case, but nowadays we have those community mailbox centers. They've got the big thing.
And everyone goes, grabs their key and goes, and you have your own little slot.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay, so I am old school.
Okay.
I do have the mailbox in front of my house. I think at one point our neighborhood voted on it because I want to say that like I got a letter or something. I don't know. Or I had to go to a website.
To see if they wanted to do a community
one. And we voted for the community or, you know, the neighborhood post.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
The box. Yeah.
Box. Or just keep it separate. And we just... Our neighborhood has it all. We all have our own mailboxes.
Oh, I like that.
But.
So school.
Exactly. I like old school. I prefer that because my mom did not have that. My mom didn't like her little bitty box. You know,
right,
she
right.
didn't like that. The good thing is in front of her house. But how are they going to complain about the standalones not being big enough? But you have this itty bitty tiny little slot.
Yes.
With the community one. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. Well, like, you know, they're saying what they want to do is they want to pretty much. Are, especially now where a lot of packages are being delivered.
Yeah.
They want them to fit in your mailbox.
And mine fit just fine.
Yes.
But do they fit in the community ones?
No, they don't.
You know what I mean? I don't understand. They kind of got this a little backward. I say go back to the old school way.
Yeah. They're saying especially in rural areas.
Gotcha.
The USPS recommends one with the classic shape, but with a lot of room, they say. It should be about 14 inches wide, 16 inches deep, and 12 inches high. Hang on.
Wow.
What are we building here?
Thank you.
Yeah. They say they have some at Lowe's, Home Depot, True Value, Walmart. Prices will range from $75 to $125 on these oversized mail.
They're even telling
boxes.
You where to get them.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, it may be with all of the porch bandits and stuff.
True.
Maybe this is a good thing. I don't know if it locks.
Well, and
I don't know.
That was going to be my next question. Are they concerned with porch pirates? Are we having a really big problem with that?
I'm not really sure what their angle is here, but okay. You want us to buy new jumbo mailboxes? Look, I'm not here to oversize all this stuff. I'm not here to biggie it up. You know what I mean?
Well, and again, I say, let's start with the bigger problem, which is the community mailbox.
Yeah.
How do those people get their packages? They just get them thrown right there in their front of their, you know, door
or
whatever.
We just work on getting the stuff to us on time. That's it.
Thank you.
And forget the rest of it. But yeah, they want bigger mailboxes. So I don't know. Maybe that's the route to go. The next time you're shopping for a mailbox... You might want to go bigger.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, when's the last time?
Go home.
Hey, when's the last time you shopped for a mailbox?
Seriously.
Wow.
3-4-3-2's alarm clock. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. The 4-3-2's morning show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. Leo and Rebecca. Going on 3. Leo and Rebecca in the morning, B93.
This month.
More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B93. The 93 app.
Jim, thanks for hanging out this morning. What's going on with Kayla, bro?
Man, if I knew, I wouldn't be here.
Good point.
Well, this is true.
Well, you know, our goal this morning is to help you reconnect with Kayla.
Yeah.
How did your date go, for starters?
I thought it went very well. My friends tell me I can go a little hard, but she seemed cool with that.
What do you mean you go a little hard?
Yeah, that's what I want to know, too.
I guess I like a lot of eye contact, and I have a piercing gaze. I don't know. This has come up before.
Wow. So, like, the major stare down or whatever, I guess. did Kayla, you know, things with Kayla went with the flow, I guess? Did she just do it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We vibed really well, and I don't usually share my food, but we traded a few bites.
Oh, okay.
See, this is what I was told to do on a first date.
Yeah, I believe you.
I would do the test of, will you take some of my food? Can I take some of your food?
I'll share. Let's share. Were there moments that felt uncomfortable at all during the date?
She mentioned her ex didn't treat her well, and I got pretty mad. I don't know. I could get sort of emotional, but she understood, and, you know, I didn't like that someone treated her wrong, you know?
Oh, that's cool of you.
Yeah, did you get, like, crazy or something? Like, were you yelling about the situation, or no?
No. I just told her someone like her shouldn't put up with that, though, you know?
Oh, look at you.
Wow.
Looking out for her. Okay, so anything else we should know about?
Well, we said we'd see each other again over the weekend, but that was last week, so...
Have you had any interaction since your date?
Yeah, we talked on the phone once and messaged a bit.
And nothing out of the ordinary happened when, you know, with the messaging and on the phone?
No, it was all good.
Huh.
Okay.
Let's hope she didn't get back with this crazy ex.
Yeah.
So you're good with us calling her, right?
Yes, I'm counting on you, even.
Okay.
Well, don't count on us, but we'll try.
Don't put too much faith in us.
All right, don't go nowhere. We're going to drop that next, okay?
No.
XRelief.com. Good morning. B93. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Hey, girl. Is this Kayla?
Yeah, it's me. Who's calling?
If you give us a minute, we can explain. It's the morning show, Leo and Rebecca. And we'd love to have you join us on the air if you're up for that.
I'm pretty much up for anything. Let's do it.
Yeah, I love her already.
I like that.
Okay, well, check it out, Kayla. It turns out we know someone in common.
Ooh, really? Well, who is it?
Well, so we heard from Jim, who met you like a week ago or so.
No. Oh.
Oh, damn. That's not a good response.
Well, there goes that.
Thank you. You know, he was kind of hoping that we could connect, you know, reconnect the two of you and find out about your date with him.
Well, did he manage to tell you about it without throwing a complete tantrum?
Wow.
Why do you say that? A tantrum?
I've definitely met three-year-olds with better impulse control.
Damn!
What the heck? Why are you insulting me?
Whoa. Okay, this is like deja vu or something.
No, Kayla, yeah, that's definitely Jim that you just heard. No deja vu. Why don't you say hi?
Can we make it a goodbye instead?
Oh!
No, girl!
Wow.
You know we're on the radio. Like, how can you be like this? One, two, three.
What?
What are you doing?
Why are you counting?
I'm taking a moment for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't hang up on us. That's literally what I've had to deal with, and that's why I don't know. When we were having a perfectly nice conversation last week, you just... I don't know. It was really
You know what? I didn't come here to have everyone complain that I'm too intense, so I gotta go.
Wow. Hey, Jim.
That was intense. He just hung up on us. What do we do?
See, I told you. I know toddlers with better manners than that.
He's just got a bad temper, or he's...
It seems like
I don't understand.
It's like a mild temper.
Well, I don't even know. Like, anger management times 5 and maybe PTSD from the last relationship. But
lots of baggage.
I don't know. It was nice talking to you guys, though.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now we get it. We understand why you ghosted him.
Yeah, we get it now. Hey, thank you so much.
Best of luck to you, girl. Definitely block his number.
Yeah, too much baggage.
There you go. All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Caller?
Yeah, let's play. Who's this?
Hey, what's your name? Yeah.
Destiny and Jeremiah.
Destiny.
Awesome. What y'all got going on this morning? Where are you headed?
Nothing. Just dropped the kids off to daycare.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Excellent. Let's do it then.
All right. The one question game, one question for the win, okay?
Okay.
All right now. All right, do you have an iPhone or do you have an Android phone? What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone.
Perfect. So do I. Leo, you do not, do you?
I don't.
Android.
Used to.
Gotcha, yeah.
All right, so your one question on the iPhone. Is the I in iPhone a lowercase I or an uppercase I? Lower or uppercase? What do you say?
Lowercase, I think.
Lowercase.
You said that right away, girl.
Boom.
Wow. Okay, lowercase I.
Yes.
In iPhone. I've never really paid attention.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I think they changed it to a lowercase
now. Lowercase I.
All right, Leo. Well, our Destiny and Jeremiah correct this morning by saying lowercase.
iPhone is lowercase I.
Yes, ma'am. You know this.
Lowercase I, capital P-H-O-N-E.
You know what? I never noticed this before.
Wow.
And now I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, you're right.
That is insane.
Yeah. Isn't that? I wonder why it's...
Because
Destiny said she feels like they changed it.
I kind of feel like it's always been lowercase.
Really?
And maybe I was wrong. When did iPhone come out? 2004, 2005, around there? I feel like maybe it's always been lowercase, but who knows, you know?
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, if you look at the logo, I don't see any logos anywhere with a capital I.
It's true.
Yeah. So I figured it was that way. And mind you, another one's popping in my head that's exactly the same.
What's that?
eBay.
Oh, you're right.
Little E, capital B-A-Y.
Yes, you're right. They say the I stands for internet, but also represents the product as a personal, let me see, I for individuality and innovation. That's why they don't feel like the I warrants a capital letter, because it's just...
Well, and what's crazy, in general... things are going to lowercase. Look at Facebook.
True.
It's a little F.
Hey, wow, look at you. All these things you've noticed I never have.
Amazon. Am I wrong on Amazon?
Amazon's capital A.
It's not a small A?
No. Okay. I order too much from there not to notice that.
Who knows that? I feel like these logos are all starting to go small. Hulu. Is that a little H? I wonder.
Is it?
I wonder.
Let me see. No,
I think it's the capital.
Yeah, I think capital H Hulu.
Yeah.
Is it? Is that the logo? Okay.
Well, and I'm trying to look at my apps here too.
Uh-huh.
Prime Video is all lowercase.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I think lowercase is a thing.
Huh.
Maybe that's a trend. Who knows?
Who knew?
Who knows?
Now we know.
Anyways, there you go. You got yourself some Domino's pizza and some movie passes. Enjoy.
Way to go, Destiny.
And tell us what station just hooked it up.
Woohoo.
393. There you go, Jeremiah.
Love that.
Awesome.
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, more headlines dropping on this Tuesday, not Monday, after Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, just saying. It's true.
Tuesday.
Trending now.
Okay, so what's the deal with Mike Tyson having suffered a medical emergency over the weekend?
Oh,
on
man.
A flight.
Dang it.
On a flight. That's crazy. He was on a flight to L.A. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So they say, he was starting to feel bad, whatever. and all this, that craziness. So they started asking for a doctor on board, all that good stuff. And they found one, and it turned out to be an ulcer flare up.
Oh.
Yeah, an ulcer flare-up. But they say he got nauseous and dizzy due to his ulcer flare-up 30 minutes before landing in L.A. He was going from Miami to L.A. And so, yeah, they did call for a doctor. Medical staff came in, or at least a doctor came in.
Right.
And they issued a statement after the fact and says Mike is appreciative to the medical staff that were there to help him. Also clarified that he's doing great. And, of course, who would have a comment about this? Who would have something to say? Jake Paul. Of course he did. So Mike Tyson's 57. Jake Paul's, what, 27? And so, yeah, he took to social media to slam Mike and say, yeah, here's the thing. Well, he said some colorful things, and he said, nothing's changed. Hashtag Paul Tyson. In other words, there were rumors that the upcoming match would be canceled. He's like, nah. You ain't getting out this easy, even if you got to make up a medical emergency. I think he was
kind of throwing that out.
Yeah.
Because the fight is July 20th. I mean, we're talking less than 2 months.
Yeah, you're exactly right. July 20th going to be broadcast live, of course, on Netflix from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. And yeah, pretty much Jake says, you know, our fight is a no-brainer. You know, I'm just ready to do this thing.
Wow.
So, yeah. Is that who it is? Jake Paul, right?
Yeah.
That's Jake who he's
Paul.
Fighting?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he's saying, whatever, Mike Tyson, old man, the fight is still on. Get over your little medical emergency and let's fight.
No, those
Bring
are fighting
it.
Words.
Be nice.
Please.
Wow.
Trending now.
Nicki Minaj having some issues on tour. Big time, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, dang it.
Didn't you tell the story earlier how
she got arrested for having pot on her?
Wow.
She paid that fine, but she missed the show and some other stuff was going down. She's like, dang it.
Yeah, well, now this. Her DJ that's currently on tour with her, from the looks of it, his name is DJ Boof. DJ Boof. She's not happy with her DJ because he tweeted after one of the shows that pretty much he's signing fans' boobs. And he posted a picture of himself with a Sharpie on a chica's chest. And he's like, I'm really famous. They even asked me to sign their chest.
Wow.
Wow. He okay. says the fan asked him to. And so he's like, you know what? Why not? Okay, I'll sign them for you. You know, whatever. I don't know why you want me. You don't want Nicki Minaj. But, of course, he's a DJ on Nicki's tour.
Yeah.
In his own right, he's famous as well. But Nicki says, I promise I'll fire him if I ever see this again, is what she said.
So she came down on him
for
doing it.
Yeah, she retweeted the picture on X and says, yeah, I'll fire him if I ever see this again. Probably people were maybe tagging her or something saying, are you okay with this?
Right.
And brought it to her attention. She's like, actually, I'm not. So, yeah, lots of crazy stuff going on.
Boss has spoken, though, and she says, no more.
On
no
Nicki's
more.
Tour, you better be careful.
You get one warning.
Thank you.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
And Rebecca in the morning, B93.
Yeah. All right, time for an edition of It Went
Viral.
Viral. All right, so there's this thing happening now, and it's becoming a thing, or is it?
What? Do tell.
Well, people are throwing themselves birthday parties.
Okay.
But, not really birthday parties. Half birthday parties,
gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is every first time mom celebrating each month of her kid's birthday.
Yeah. But these are adults, okay?
Mind yeah, you, these are adults throwing half birthday parties for themselves?
Yes. There's this new thing now where you say, hey, will you come to my half birthday party? And they're like, hang on, what's that? Well, we're halfway to my birthday, so it's the 6 months to my birthday, and I'm having a half birthday party, and you're invited. And yes, I am accepting gifts. Please bring them.
Well, you know, if that's the case, and this is something that's really trendy, Leo, I'm here to say
yours is
next
coming up.
Week
is your half.
We can celebrate my half birthday.
July, August. Yeah, you're right.
June is halfway to December, and that's
so
my birthday.
Your half birthday is next month.
Yes.
Hey, so you're having a happy birthday.
Like I said, next week is already June, so let's celebrate it.
Wow.
So if you want to bring mimosas for my half birthday, I'll celebrate. That's how I'm down to celebrate.
Well, it's not the fact that they're just putting even on socials, hey, it's my half birthday, thank you. It's the fact that, no, they want birthday parties
along parties
with comida, birthday cake, and gifts. And some peeps are like, cute, but no, thanks for the invite, not going to your half birthday party, because I'm sorry, not no.
Well, so, you know, they truly expect these people a half birthday party, and then again, for the actual birthday, no, we're going to do it all over again, get ready.
Yeah. Here is the thing. The numbers were pretty neutral. 24% said, okay, I would like or love to be invited to a half birthday party. 24% think it's a dumb idea. And everyone else is kind of neutral. They're like, neither here nor there. I mean, whatever.
Well, I think it's safe to say that 20-year-old us would have been like, hey, yeah, an opportunity to celebrate. Well, let's get crunk. But me now, I'm like, no, you're crazy. I don't want to be reminded of how old I'm going
to
be.
It kind of drives me to the saying, you know, any reason to party.
Yeah.
And I get that. And who doesn't want to have a party? I mean, but it's when you're giving me invites and we got to get a cake and we got to get the food and you expect a gift. And it's just, now it's too much.
If I have more than one box to check off coming to your half birthday party, I'm out. Because like you said, I mean, everything that goes along with planning and they want you to be a part of it. Hey, well, why don't you bring the potato salad? We're going to barbecue. No,
stop,
I don't want to make potato salad. I'm good.
Now we're going too far.
Thank you. Whose house is it going to be at? Yeah, no.
If you invite me to a half birthday party, I'm going to be like, sure, which half do you want me to show up?
Thank you.
What do you want?
You getting a half gift?
You're only getting half of me.
Thank you.
You choose. You choose. What? Leo and Rebecca.